Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to our next chapter, Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that you're feeling okay tonight. But if you're not feeling well, I hope by the end of this show that you'll feel a little bit better. Well, last week we started a series, alphabet series, ABC, ABC through alphabet W. And we're going to give credit to the author of Spiritual Refreshment for Women, Rebecca Currington. And I love this book, and it has so much inspiration. And when you're reading different types of the inspiration message coming from starting from A to W. And last week there were so many A's, and we didn't go into the next alphabet B, but we still have a couple more A's to go over. And then we're going to do B, B is short, and then we're going to run right into C. I don't think that we're going to get further than C. So this is something I think that you will enjoy, this series. Tonight, the first topic is assurance. And the scripture that assurance is coming from is Psalm 73:26. And it says, when my skin sags and my bones get brittle, God is rock firm and faithful. It is the nature of a woman to need assurance, confirmation that she is pretty enough, smart enough, pleasing enough. God wants you to know that you are more than enough. He's pleased with you. He wants you to be assured that you will always be there. He will always be there for you. You need not fear that he will grow tired of you, lose interest in you, and abandon you. You are precious to him, no matter what your age, your condition, and your circumstances. All that matters to him, that he created you and he loves you. You know, just like some people get tired of you or because you're getting older. You can't walk as well as you used to. You can't. You got some gray hair. Maybe put on a little bit of pounds. Well, it doesn't matter to God. He still loves you. So just assure that He will love you in any situation that you may be in. Coming from 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, 21 through the 22nd says, and these are verses, is not a King James Version, they are NIV, a version, and sometimes there are another version too, but it's not the King James Version. God affirms us, making us a sure thing in Christ, putting His yes within us, but His Spirit He has stamped on us with His internal pledge, a sure beginning of what He destined to complete. The last thing you brought, the last time you bought a house or a car, applied for a loan, were you pre-approved? Good feeling isn't it. In a real sense, you have been pre-approved for God's kingdom. He's given you His word and stamped you with His eternal pledge. You belong to Him. He's fully committed to helping you because you were created by Him. You can turn your back on Him, but He won't turn your back on you. But He will never, never turn His back on you. And sometimes we get angry of seeing things that happens with us. So, but He never gets angry. And He gets angry, but He never will turn His back on you. The next letter, we're still into A, and it is attitude. The scripture that goes with attitude is Ephesians 4:23. Be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. Your attitude can substantially affect your happiness level. It's true. When your mind is assaulted, every day by day, by thinking things like, I am not good enough, I am not loved, I never reached my dream, it's pretty tough to be happy. On the other hand, when you think about good things, God things, your happiness level will soar. Try it. God loves me. God is always on my side, watching out for me. God has made me a winner. What a difference it will make. Attitude. Another scripture regarding attitude and also inspirational message. Put Ephesians 4:22-24. Put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your mind, to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. The key to a great attitude is to rise above the old ways of thinking and start thinking like God thinks. The Bible says we are not capable of thinking God's actual thoughts. They are too high and holy, but you can think like God, raising your mind, sight to focus on the good, the right, the holy, the helping, and encouraging others, ways to express your thankfulness. An attitude is simply a response to what you see. Keep your mind turned into the good. Well, here we go. We're going into the B's. And the first word for B in the B's is belief. That's coming from Hebrew 11, chapter 6, verse. He that cometh to God most believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Belief is one of those things you can't see physically, but you still have it. For example, You believe a chair will hold you when you sit in it. You can't explain the physics of it, but you sit in it believing that it will do what it's supposed to do. Yes, when you pull the chair back or the chair is right there, when you sit down, you're expecting that chair to hold you and not to fall. Well, belief in God is just like that. You can pour your trust in Him that He will do what He say He will do. The Bible has written words. It's filled with many promises. John, the 7th chapter, the 37th through the 38th verse, says, "On the last and the greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, 'If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whosoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him.' Even when you're so thirsty, nothing can quench your thirst. You are desperate to find resolution. You try everything without reach. You even try substitutes, but they are just that, a substitute for the real thing. Sometimes we aren't just physically thirsty, but we have deep down soul type thirst. You are seeking something in your life that will completely quench your soul. Jesus said that only He can satisfy that kind of thirst. He's there, no waiting. He can fill your life with overflowing. Don't you want that? I know I do. Well, we continue with B. The next is Bible. Psalms 119, 105, verse. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. I love that scripture. If any life came within an instruction manual, you have said to yourself, helpful when you don't know what to do. I'm going to be honest. Right now I need one of those things. I need a manual. Because right now I am at a point where I'm not quite sure of the decision that I'm making. And I think if I just sit back and clear my mind and stop going from letting my mind race, I have a habit of thinking too many things at one time. And right now I need a manual. I need a manual to tell me what to do, what I need to go from this point in my life. I know some of it, but not all of it. The Bible is filled with stories of ordinary people who lived through struggles and triumphs, heartaches and joy. Unlike the stories we see today on television, not every story has a happy ending, and you know that for sure. The stuff on TV these days, you don't even want to turn the TV on. People saw consequences of their erroneous actions. Through it all, God shines a light for our path today. Well, in Hebrew, chapter 4 and 12 verse, the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints, marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitude of the heart. The Bible is God's love letter to you. It isn't the savviest romance novel found in drugstores. The character in those stories give only conditional love to each other. God loves unconditionally. For the first word in the Bible of Genesis, it says, where God created the heaven and the earth, He is communicating His love to you. It is the love letter you long to read. Open it up and see it for yourself. We're still into the B's. The next word is burden. coming from Matthew, the scripture, Matthew's 11th chapter, the 28th verse. It says, Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." He means just that. Weary, burdened, need rest. These words read like a repeating entry in a woman's daily journal. Most women feel that they have earned the right to be burdened. What else but weary could they be with all they have to do? Yes, we got so much stuff to do. Too many responsibilities sometimes. Jesus said that he would give rest to those who are weary. He would lighten our loads. Take one burden at a time and hold and hand it over to him. And then rest in the peace of that Jesus has our lives in the palm of his hand. But you know one thing? We don't want to give all the burden to him at one time. We give them one thing at a time. He says, all of this burden, all of your burden. But what we do, we just like a kid. You know, like when a little child has something, he doesn't, when you say give it to me, he or she doesn't always give it to you all at one time if he has many things in his hand. He'll give it to you one at a time. We are just like that. We don't give all of our burden over to Jesus. And Galatians 6th chapter, the 2nd verse. Carry each other burden, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Have you ever seen the size of kids' backpack lately? Their backs sway with the weight of the book, paper, and stuff. Kids carry these packs all day on their tiring shoulder. The relief comes when they drop the weighted bag at home. The burden you carry around each day may be causing your shoulder to droop as well. Take these worries and burden to God. He has promised to lighten your load by adding your shoulder to yours. You know one thing? I'm reading these things to you, but I'm reading it to myself also. I have to give it all to God. Guess what? We're going into the seas. We're now in the seas. The bees were very shortly. Short. Challenges is the first one to see. And that's coming out of Isaiah 50th chapter, the 7th verse, which says, because the sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore have I set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame. Life is full of challenges. While some are short terms, others long, has a long lifetime. What keeps you determined and motivated? Do you seek the help of others to prefer to go it alone? Take a toddler approach to those challenges. As she ventures into walking, she walks one step at a time. With help from a steady adult or an available piece of furniture. Eventually, she walks on her own. With God's help, take life challenges one step at a time. That's how we have to go through this grief, the loss of our husband, one day at a time. Each day is different, and sometimes those feelings that you had months and weeks ago comes right on back, just like it was here, just happened the day before. Yes, but God is walking with us. He will help us through all of our challenges. We just have to make one step at a time, like a toddler. Hebrews 12 chapter 1 through 2 says, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking up unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Do you ever get tired and could live a carefree life, predictable life? What? That's not possible. You can have a different perspective on the challenges that comes your way. The Bible says we will encounter trials in our lives. After all, this world is not our home. It's only a temporary residence. While we are here, though, God promised his presence, love, and his comfort. He will walk beside you and give you strength to overcome whatever is in your path. The next word is change, coming from Hebrew 13 chapter, the 8th verse. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Let me read that again. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. He doesn't change. Your schedule fluctuates from day to day, and you will have the calendar to prove it. Decades ago, life was pretty much the same every day, especially for women. Most of what we did was for others. Yes, we always did for others, for our family and everybody else, and sometimes we neglect ourselves. Most of the time we did for others, church, big family dinners on Sunday, wash on Monday, ironing on Tuesday, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Aren't you glad you live in a time when you can experience new things every day? As you long for consistency, look to Jesus. His loving character never changes. He was, he is, and he will be. 1 Corinthians 5th chapter, 17 verses. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. The old has gone and the new has come. The monarch butterfly begins life as a lowly worm. Through the course of time, it makes itself a cocoon and eventually turns into a beautiful butterfly. My grandson has a book where it starts out as a worm and then how it changes from a cocoon to a butterfly. He loves that book. It is, and you know one thing? He doesn't know how to read. He's only 3 1/2. He doesn't know how to read the words. But guess what? He knows how to tell that story just like he was reading from page to page. I love it. He knows that book from beginning to end, and I love the way he tells the story. We come to Christ with the potential to be beautiful butterfly. Through challenges and normal life events, we go through a spiritual metamorphosis and becomes a new creature. We are free to fly and to be what God intended us to be. His intention for you to be beauty, is beauty and grace. Trust to see you through the transformation. The next word is character, and that's coming from Psalms 25:9. The word guides the humble in what is right and teaches him his way. The phrase we are known by the company we keep is true regardless of whom you hang around. It's also true when it is God you are spending time with. As you rest in his presence, read his word in the Bible, and talk with him about all the issues of your life, you cannot help but take on the same of his characteristic. He is peace, and he becomes more peaceful. He is good and taken on his goodness. It's all about the company you keep. Whose company are you keeping today? This is the end of our message for today. Just think about that last word I used, character. And I'm going to read this part again. Some of God's characteristics. He's peace, and he becomes more peaceful. He's good, and he's taken on his goodness. It's all about the company you keep. And the question I asked before, what company are you keeping today? But you know what I'm saying? At home here, my kids are grown and gone. And sometimes I think if you were a fly on the wall, you're going to say, that lady is crazy because she's always talking. But I'm always talking to God. When I sneeze, I say, excuse me. In the house by myself, I say, excuse me. Ain't nobody, who am I excusing? I guess I'm talking to God then. But I find myself talking with him. Any decision I make or question or whatever, and when I see my blessings, things happen, I say, thank you, God. I know sometimes you say, can't you do something on your own by yourself? But you know what I'm saying? Just like here, what company are you keeping? Who are you keeping company with? I'm keeping company with God. But sometimes, like, I allow my mind to go from one thing. I'm a multitask person. And sometimes that gets me in trouble because I try to think too much and do too much. So that's my thing. And when I slow down, then I can hear God. But I spend a lot of my time talking with him. When I go in the store looking for something, I ask him. When I go, I say, now, I need some deals now because I don't have so much money in my pocket. Or I'll ask him, you think this is a good idea about something that I'm making a decision on? So I'm constantly talking to my Father. And I also ask whenever I call, like I'm calling eight, I call several of my utility to try to get some changes on it. I always pray first before I call and asking God to give me the right person to talk to. So like I said, I'm constantly asking for him his advice. And I ask for divine order during my day. And majority of the time, my day is pretty in divine because I accomplish most of the things that I ask him to accomplish. So whose company are you keeping? And that is the end. I only have two more minutes. Two announcements. The first one, the cruise last payment is due. It was due yesterday. But you have until this week, so please make your effort in taking care of that. The other thing is we're having our widows and family picnic on this coming Sunday, the 26th, from 2 to 6 p.m. Bring your family with you. And I hope that you will come and enjoy yourself. Just pray for not rain, but we're also praying for maybe a little bit of clouds so we can keep the sun, the heat, from coming bearing over us. So, you know, it's okay that we have a little bit of cloud, but no rain. And just hope that you will have a great week and continue to be a part of this ministry and the show. And we will continue on with the ABC message for women. And next week we're going to begin, we finish with character. We're going to begin next week with charity. You know what charity is? Charity is love. So next week, tune in again the same time from 10 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great week. Good night. For favor.
blessed, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing.